Jeannie and Rebecca are both 30 years old and could be any roommates trying to make a life in Boston. They look happy, healthy, and stylish, an appearance that shows just how far they've come. The two are recovering from heroin addiction, a habit that Rebecca says almost killed her.
I relapsed back in March of last year, and I woke up with a breathing tube down my throat, and I was lucky to make it, you know?
Now, Rebecca and Jeannie consider themselves lucky to have ended up in jail instead of dead. While on probation, they were beginning to put their lives back together, living at the halfway house on Long Island.
I was on, like, the restriction phase, the beginning phase, where you just kind of stay in the house and get acclimated, get to know the girls, like, make dinner, phase one type of thing, before you go out on job search.
We woke up early, we would do meditation, we would read, like, our daily books. I had phased, so I was able to go out on job search every single day, but I was also allowed to come home early whenever I felt like I needed to.
They were in a residential treatment program called Hello House, run by Volunteers of America. It was working for Rebecca and Jeannie. But soon after moving in, they had to leave. The bridge to Long Island was suddenly closed, giving them just a few hours to evacuate.
Nobody knew where we were going. Like, we had staff there because we were part of a program. So I felt like, you know, they kept us together and they kept us calm. But it was just a lot of chaos.
They were some of the two dozen women moved to a big old single-family house on a side street in Jamaica Plain. Its empty rooms reflect all the furniture and supplies that were left behind on Long Island.
There was just a line of air mattresses.
I think there was like 10 that went this way, two over there, two over here. There was three in that room. There was four in the dining room.
Hello House staff tried to keep schedules and routines consistent, even as they waited for the city to decide the future of the island.
We are so focused on getting the clients the help that they need that it's not possible for us to think about waiting 3 years to reopen our programs.
Stephanie Powey is with Volunteers of America. She says her organization has scrambled to find new locations for the two women's homes and one youth home they left behind.
We relocate the programs, work with the communities to let people know that we run safe programs that are monitored 24/7 and that they're very structured. And the clients we see are very, very motivated.
But these women are moving again, from JP to Dorchester, as Hello House finishes remodeling a new permanent home. Meanwhile, Jeannie and Rebecca are working restaurant jobs and paying rent. They have to be home by 6. Things are looking up, but they have lost some friends along the way.
There was 21 of us leaving the house. Yeah. There's 7 of us now. Yeah. Some people, it was about their time to graduate anyways. They were transitioning out, so they found safe places to go. Some people, like, it proved too much for them.
Rebecca says the upheaval caused by moving has also brought those who stayed together even closer.
There are only 7 of us left, but I feel like we're, like, a lot like a family right now. You know, like, we actually, like, bicker like sisters and stuff, but at the end of the day, like, I know, like, any one of them would, like, probably stand in front of a bus for me and vice versa.
And that's one bit of normalcy they welcome. Anne Mostu, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.